This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. In Independence County, a Deschutes area family's pit bulldog attacked three members this morning as they were getting ready for school. Deputy Dwayne Grice said when he arrived at 122 Boyd Road, 30-year-old Derek Hicks, his wife, 25-year-old Michelle, and 9-year-old daughter Yolette were in the front yard, the females crying and screaming. Grice said all three were bleeding from bite and puncture wounds from the attack of the family pit bulldog. The deputy said he also noticed a small child looking out the window of the residence. Deputy Grice said he was told the Hicks family had just gotten two pit bulldogs, male and female, about 2 weeks ago, and they were in the residence with the family. Grice said Mr. Hicks was getting the daughter ready for school when the male pit bulldog attacked a cage that contained a pet guinea pig. Grice said Derek Hicks and the daughter started yelling at the dog to stop, and that's when the dog first attacked the daughter, then the father. Hicks said the attack came in the same room where his one-year-old nephew was lying. Hicks said he grabbed the boy, put him in another room for safety, and closed the door, all while the dog was attacking him. Grice said the one-year-old was not touched by the dog. When Hicks' wife, Michelle, started yelling at the dog and helping, she was attacked and bitten as well. Mr. Hicks said he then managed to lock the dogs in a room by themselves so the family could escape. Deputy Grice said Derek Hicks suffered bites and puncture wounds to his upper left arm and his upper and lower left leg. Michelle suffered a deep puncture wound to her arm that was said to need surgery. The daughter was bitten on the left hand and fingers and was also said to need surgery. All were taken to the White River Medical Center by Vitalink Ambulance. Grice said Hicks informed him that both pit bulls had their rabies shots. Grice said Hicks also said he wanted the two dogs disposed of because he and his family were scared to go back into the residence with the dogs around. A Pilgrim's Pride chicken hatchery in DeQueen is being moved to Nashville. Pilgrim's Pride spokeswoman Margaret McDonald said that combining the operations of the two hatcheries into one is to improve efficiency and to make the Nashville hatchery more productive. McDonald says that 21 workers at the DeQueen plant will be offered jobs at other Pilgrim's Pride operations in southwest Arkansas. Operations at the DeQueen facility are to be shut down September 16th. Jonesboro police are investigating the city's first homicide of the year. Police say a man was shot yesterday and found dead in the kitchen in a pool of blood. His name hasn't been released. Sherwood authorities say an off-duty Arkansas State Trooper shot and killed a man who broke into the trooper's home. The trooper was alone in the house yesterday when he heard someone break down his back door. He's on a paid administrative leave while the shooting is investigated. Over 23,000 students makes for a crowd. That's why the former home of Arkansas's basketball teams will be turned into a temporary classroom to hold the school's largest classes at the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville. Lectures will be held in Barnhill Arena while a replacement auditorium is being built. Some classes will have as many as 600 students. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.